Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. We are in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, still in the middle of Simen Tov Tzadi Ches, dealing with Shechita on Yontif. We began Sif Yud Dalet yesterday, which taught us about the din of Kisui Hadam, that a person before he shechs a chaya, one of the seven non-domesticated kosher animals, or a bird, has to do Kisui Hadam. He has to cover up the blood from the Shechita. First puts down a layer of dirt underneath the area where he's going to shecht, then he shechts, the blood goes on the dirt, and then he covers that blood again. That's the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam. So he said that a person on Yontif is not allowed to shecht unless he has ofor muchan mibod yom. That's where we left off yesterday, and he has to have this dirt prepared beforehand so the dirt's not muktzah. So we're up to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Ayin Aleph. He says, Mibod Yom, you have to prepare it beforehand. Dim Yirtze Lachpor B'Yontif Kidei L'Chasos, because if you were to try to get dirt on Yontif to go and prepare dirt on Yontif, Yesh Bazeh Trei Yisurei. There's two problems with this, two Yisurim that you would be over. Number one, Echod Mishum Chafiris Guma, because you'd be digging a hole, and you're not allowed to dig a hole on Yontif. And secondly, Echod Mishum Tiltul HaOfor Dhu Muktzah. And the second would be the dirt that you're taking out there is Muktzah, and you'd be moving the Muktzah dirt. So you're not allowed to do that. Masha Kosav, that which we said over here, Im Yeshlo, if you have prepared dirt, Bechule, that tells us, Di Im Ainlo, Lo Yechasei, what Erev. If you don't have prepared dirt, then you can't do the mitzvah Kisui Hadam on Yontif, and you have to wait till after Yontif to do the mitzvah. Dershu footnote number 70 goes through some of the details of why it's a problem with muktzah, why you can't be metal to the muktzah for Ochel Nefesh, why you can't be metal to the muktzah Klachar Yad. Look in this footnote for the various reasons. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber tells us, V'yim Ovar, very top line on Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, V'yim Ovar V'shochad, if a person went and shechted anyway, Im Yeshlo Deker, if he has a Deker is like a hoe or some sort of a shovel. Marama says, Pirush, Ke'en Yosed Shel Barzel, it's like some sort of a metal type of an implement, shechov from bosakaka, that you dig into the ground. So a hoe or a shovel. If you have this decker that's already into the ground, not mibod yom, but offer tichoach, it is already in the ground. It was shovel was stuck in the ground before yontif started, and it's in loose dirt. So then, in this situation, mechaseo bo, you're allowed to use this dirt that you can pull out, because in this situation, it's not a problem of digging a hole because it's loose dirt and the shovel's already in there. And the Ramah adds, afilo yotzorich lekama dekiros, shari, and even if you need to take several shovelfuls, that would be allowed. It brings down the name of the Beis Yosef. What are we talking about over here? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Ayin Beis, the Ayidei Zeh, because you have this shovel that's already in the loose dirt, Shano Tzadeka Bekarka, Hevi Lehakarka Kechofer V'omed. In this situation, we consider the dirt in the ground as if it's already dug out and as if it's prepared. That's the opinion that the Mechaber tells us. However, V'daz Kama Poskim, he brings down that many disagree with this. And if you look in the Shaarat Zion, Os Peches, brings down Tosos and the Rosh, and the Pri Chodosh, they disagree. And they say, V'daz Kama Poskim, these Poskim hold, D'boinon Shiinotz, Behedya L'shem Achonel L'tzorech Mochor, that if you're going to say that this is good, you have to have put it into the ground beforehand with a specific purpose of preparing the dirt. So when you stuck the shovel in the ground on Erev Yontif, that's considered preparing it if you want that to be considered prepared dirt. It has to be in loose dirt, Sivkot 9 Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah explains. The Ba'ofer Kosher, if it's in hard dirt, Halotzorech Lichtosh Kidei L'chasos the Osir. In this situation, if the dirt is hard, when he takes a shovel out, he's going to have to go and crumble the dirt in order to be able to use it to cover up the blood, and that's not allowed, as we've already learned. Even with the loose dirt, we still have a problem. When you pull up the shovel with the loose dirt, you're still making a hole over here. How come that's not a problem? So he says, that's not a problem. That's not a doraisa problem, because you don't want over here that hole. You just want the dirt. And also, it's making a kilkel over here. It's destroying by making a hole. And this is allowed over here, b'di'evet, after the fact, after you've already shechted. Why? Because it's a mitzvah. Mishum mitzvahs kisui, because you are doing a mitzvah over here. The issue footnote number 71 brings down, if you only had one of these two reasons, either that it was over here a malach or sheinu tzricha l'gufa, or it was makalkel, one of them alone wouldn't be enough, as he brings down from the Shita Mekubetzes that then it would be also mid Rabbanon to go and do the Kisui Adam in this situation. And only because of Machmas Tziruf Shnei HaTamim, Mutter Hadover Af mid Rabbanon. It's only because you have the double whammy over here. Both it's Makalkal and it's Mloch Shein Tzrich L'Gufo that you're allowed to do this. But Yashiv Zatzal brings down Shapil Pula Charifta Kosav Shemash Ein Benetilas Offer Issa mid Rabbanon Hu Machmas Shnei HaTamim Hanal. Why is this not considered a problem of taking the dirt? It's because of this double reason over here that you have the two reasons, Makalkal and Loch Shein Tzrich L'Gufo, and Netilaso Hi L'Tzorach Mitzvah. And since you're taking it for Tzorach Mitzvah, that's why it's allowed. Mishabur continues and he says, U'mashma mea poskim, it seems from the poskim, again, in the Sharetzun, he brings down the name of Tosos and other poskim, the chashash guma einu elek yishoyo rak ma'at ofer tichuach be'emtza v'soviv karka kosha. The only time would be a concern with a guma would be if you just had a little bit of dirt and it was surrounded by loose dirt and it was surrounded by hard dirt. In this situation, kishinote lo ofer nishar guma. When you take out the little bit of loose dirt, so you're left with a hole because none of the surrounding hard dirt is going to go and fill in the hole. However, avo kishohoyo ofer tichoa harbe, if you have a lot of loose dirt over here, so then when you pull out the decker with a little bit of the loose dirt, so then you know what's going to happen? The rest of the wall is going to come crumbling in. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Avo kishohoyo ofer tichoa harbe soviv, when there's a lot of loose dirt over here, and you pull out a little bit of loose dirt with the decker, ain't osa guma mitiloso. It's not going to make a hole. Shemiyad shenotel ofer, as soon as you take out the little bit of loose dirt, nishar ofer acher bimkomo. All the rest of the loose dirt around it is going to fill in the hole. However, even though this is true, lechatchila to go and do this is not allowed. Afilu imal smach offer kazeh osur. Even if lechatchila you have a lot of loose dirt over here, you still shouldn't do this. Then he eats as deker when you stuck the shovel in there on Erev Yontif, unless you specifically had in mind to do this, eino hachonah gemurah. That's not a real hachonah unless you said so. Lo tzi midei muktzah, and that really wouldn't remove it from being muktzah. Shari mikol mokom lo netolo leha offer mimakom chibur mibojom, because you didn't really remove the dirt when it was Erev Yontif. So therefore the dirt's still there, and therefore it's not really considered Mukhan. And therefore it's only allowed if you already shechted, so then b'di'evet we allow you to take this loose dirt with the shovel already stuck into it on Erev Yontif. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Ayin Dalet tells us, in this situation, Mechaseyobo, you are allowed to go cover it up. The Achronim add over here, the Yemeh Ofer Tichoa Chayar Harbe, if there really was a lot of loose dirt over here, Achel Hu Nasa Guma Ayidei Netiloso Ofer, like we said, if there's a lot of loose dirt, so it will fill in any dirt that you take out, and you won't be making a hole. In this situation, Yochel Lechasos B'di'evet, then you are allowed to go and do this B'di'evet, Shekvar Shochat, if you've already shechted, Afilu Lo Hayashom Dekir Noots Mibodyom. B'di'evet, even if it wasn't the shovel in the loose dirt, is if you have a lot of loose dirt, then when you stick the shovel in, it's not really going to make a hole, so therefore it would be allowed b'di'evet because of the mitzvah of kisui hadam. Sivkot 9, hey, the Ramah said you're allowed to even do kama dekiros. What does that mean? Kishenoat tzadeker lachona, when you put in the shovel and you had in mind that you're going to go and prepare the dirt this way, even though you didn't take out the dirt yet, mistoma daito luchochim in a offer, kifi yashir shiitztarech lo lekisoy. So you mistoma had in mind that as much dirt as you need, that's muchan. However, v'yesh me'achronim shesovrim, he brings down achronim. And you can see this in Sharetzion, Oz Tzadi Gimel, this is the Taz. Tahachono sheheichim me'esmo lo mahane ela li'osa dekishnoatz. According to the Taz, he's machmir, and he says, no, it only works for that one shovel full of dirt. So the shovel's in the dirt, and the loose dirt, whatever you bring out with that shovel, that's allowed, but nothing else. That's considered shezmino lekach, that shovel's worth of dirt is considered muchan. But you can't go and dig any other dirt from there. And certainly, and certainly, according to the opinion, they have to be concerned about digging a hole on Yontif. Certainly, you can't go and dig new holes over here on Yontif. That concludes Sif Yudalit. Now we go to Sif Tesvav. The Mechaber writes, Afer, Kira. Now, Afer, again, with an aleph, always means ashes. With an ayin, it always means dirt. So both can be used for kisui adam. So, Afer, Kira, if you have ashes from an oven, Shehusak mi Erev Yontif, and these ashes were already made on Erev Yontif. You were cooking Erev Yontif, prepare food for Yontif, and you had ashes as a result. They had ovens that were not like our ovens, they're not electric ovens. So they used to put in firewood, and they'd have ashes afterwards. So these ashes that are made, mutar l'chasas bo, these are considered muchon for kisui adam, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Ayin Vav, Hainu afilu lishchot l'chadchila al dazeh, and you could even go shech l'chadchila, knowing that you have these ashes over there, because the heavy lemuchon, those ashes are by definition considered muchon, because they were prepared erev yontif. The kivin shoya efer me'esmol, it was already ashes before yontif started. Dai te'ilove, you have your mind on those ashes, by definition they're considered muchon. L'chol mile shi'itztarach, any need that you may have for them. And therefore, if you have these ashes before yontif, you can go shech l'chadchila on yontif. However, but if the ashes only were made on Yontif, you were cooking on Yontif, you'll have to cook on Yontif, and you cooked, and now you have ashes over there where the firewood was. Now, also, this is not considered muchan, because it was made on Yontif. And therefore, Elo imkein hu cham shiroi litzlos bo beitza. It would be considered muktza if it's not hot. If it's not hot, then it's just ashes that were made on Yontif. It's no lot, and it wouldn't be allowed. However, if they're still hot, then they're considered still muchon. If you could roast an egg with them, so then you can also do kisui adam with them. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Ayin Zayin. Even according to the opinion that says there is no muktzah on Yontif, again, we've had this machlokis now for many days. There's an opinion that says there is muktzah on Yontif, and there is an opinion that says no muktzah on Yontif. Even according to the Meikle opinion, since there's no muktzah on Yontif, you still can't use these ashes. Why? This is nolad over here, mikomokum benolad gomur kazeh. This is absolute nolad, and therefore, the Meikara eats in Vahashtafer originally was firewood at the start of Yontif, and now in the middle of Yontif it became ashes. Everybody agrees, even the most makel opinion in terms of muktzah, which says that some types of nolad are allowed, kuliyama modim the also betiltul. This type of nolad is absolutely no good. The issue footnote number 72 brings down, therefore, if you have the ashes from a cigarette, for example, or miktoris, or from some incense, dino ke muktzah af biyantif. These are ashes that are considered muktzah even on yantif. And even according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, who says, Mutul Atalto Muktzah Letzorach Ochel Nefesh, you're allowed to move Muktzah for Ochel Nefesh, nevertheless, also Lenakos Es Hamaktores Me'a Efer Shabol Letzorach Ishun. You're not allowed to go and knock off over here the ashes for the ability to go and smoke. Shekin Lo Hitiru Letalto Muktzah El Letzorach Ochel Nefesh, you're only allowed to do it for Ochel Nefesh, for Lo Letzorach Dover Sheino Ochel Nefesh Mamish, El Sheshov Ochel Nefesh, Vutam Yidin Mitoch. So in those days, when they thought that smoking was allowed, again, today, came out all the poskim, if not all the poskim, would say that it's also for somebody to smoke, because it's absolutely dangerous. It's a terrible, terrible vice to have. So therefore, in this situation, you wouldn't be allowed to go and do it anyway. But technically, at least, because of mitoch, you might be allowed to, but you're not allowed to use this except for ochel nefesh. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Vim hisik eitzim hayom agabi efer shel esmol. If you burnt new firewood today on top of ashes from yesterday, v'nisari v'efer b'efer, and the ashes from today get mixed up with the ashes from yesterday, b'efer shel esmol. So be'inyan shloyo nikor meyolum b'fnei atzmo b'li tarobes, and you can't tell the difference between them. De'bazel leko kalolo de'dover sheish l'matiru v'nafil b'elef lo botil. Here you don't have the rule that you have a dover sheish l'matiru, it will become permissible afterwards. Afil b'elef lo botil, and therefore we don't apply this. So then botil b'rov. Then we do allow over here it to be considered botil b'rov. And therefore the ashes from today would be still allowed to be used because they mixed with the ashes from yesterday that are in greater number, and therefore Rov is Bato, the smaller amount of ashes today. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot in Ayin Ches says that you would be allowed to use them even if they were burned today, if they were still hot and you could cook an egg with it, roast an egg with it. So Mishnah Berurah says the esmol yesterday, but Odon ate him when they were still firewood, they were considered muchan. So therefore, if they're still hot now, these ashes, so then they're still functioning like firewood, and they're considered muchan as firewood. And therefore, they still have the same functionality. Since you'd be allowed to move these ashes to go and cook and roast an egg, it's not muktzah, and you could take it and go do kisui hadam with the ashes as long as they're still hot. Mechaber continues and he writes, v'im shochat, if you did shecht, mutar l'chasos bo, afal pishen roi litzos beitza, with these ashes that were made on yontif, once you've already shechted b'di'eved, you'd be allowed to go and use these ashes as well. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkat Nayin test. The Sharu Rabbanim Muktzu B'di'evet, because B'di'evet, you're allowed to do this over here, Shalom Levatel Mitzvah Kisui, in order that you shouldn't be Mevatel the Mitzvah Kisui Adam. The Yishu footnote number 74 brings down Kloma, Sheitiru Issa Muktzah, the rabbis permitted you to do Muktzah over here, move Muktzah, Kidei Shalom Levatel Mitzvah, in order that you should not do the Mitzvah Kisui Adam. In this footnote, he gives other reasons why this should be allowed, Ayin Shom. Finally, we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Umiyu, however, Odif Tvei Lechasus Bedeker Notes Be'efer Be'ofor Tichuach Im Yeshlo. He brings out from the Beis Yosef, the name of the Rosh in the Tor, that if your choice is using a Deker Notes in Efer Tichuach, if that's your choice versus using these ashes that were made on Yontif that are no longer hot, so he says it's better to use the Deker Notes rather than using the cooled off ashes from firewood that was burnt on Yontif. That is what the Ramah says. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sifkat and Pei, Omiyu Odev Tvei. So he says, the Deker Shahaya Notz Mibod Yom Lekach Ein Bo Issa Muktzah, because technically the Deker that was in the ground already, so it's considered Muchan and it's not a real Issa Muktzah. And the only problem is Rakas Yez Guma. The only problem was digging the hole. They know El Makalkel B'Mokhem Shein Tzorach La Guma. And that really is technically Makalkel. It's a destructive act when you really don't need the hole at all. And therefore he holds Usfira Le Dizel Kilo me Issa Muktzah. And the ashes, that's real Issa Muktzah over here. So he says it's better to use the Deker Notes rather than the ashes that were made on Yontif. That's the opinion of the Ramah. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Ochein Kama Achronim, and you can see in Sadi Tes, the Shaar HaTzion, brings down this the Bach and the Mogen Avraham, and also the Aliyah Rabbah, the Pri Chodesh, and the Vilna Gaon. And they bring down the Rashba as well, and the Sefer Avodas HaKodesh. All these Achronim bring down over here Cholkim Ahagot. They disagree with the Ramah. Zu, this Ramah, Usfir Lula Hefech. And they say the exact opposite. It's better to use the ashes that were made on Yontif rather than the Deker Notes. Why? The Mutav L'chasos Be'efer Muktzah, because it's better to take the Muktzah ashes over here. They know El Tiltu Ba'amah. The only problem here is Tiltu. The low like Bia offering my Deker, as opposed to picking up the shovel with the dirt. That Sha'osa Guma B'yadayim. You're making a Guma with your hands, and therefore it's preferable to just do Tiltu Muktzah than to make a Guma B'yadayim. Why did the Ramah not hold like this? So the issue, footnote number 78, he brings down from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Sha'omnam b'chafiras guma yesh aver min rabbanon. That is an aver de rabbanon. However, ach hirak akar kafta de gavra shechofra saguma. That person who dug this hole, he's doing something wrong. However, the kisui adam is perfect. There is nothing wrong right now with doing the kisui adam. Ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah ain shum kiyar. Once the dirt is already made, the hole is already made, so the dirt is now good dirt. However, Masha'en can be shtamshus ba'ofer muktzah. When you're using over here the ashes of muktzah, no sef li'isr sh'over mechase, in addition to being over here the tiltu muktzah, ha'mitzvah asu nasas bi'isr adei muktzah. You're doing it with muktzah ashes over here. The first case with the Deker Notes, it wasn't muktzah ashes. It was just the problem of guma. And therefore, according to the Ramah, it's better to do it without doing it in a disgusting way. It is better to take the dirt from the Deker Notes rather than using the offer over here that was made on Yontif. With this, we conclude today's shir.